What about that one there? The second one?
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
It really does feel like the start of Christmas. It's lovely and cold. And then the experience coming in here with the hot chocolate and the treats and that for the kids makes it that little bit extra special.
Families braved the cold, wind and rain this week in search of the perfect Christmas tree. Valerie Higgins, her husband Kevin and their three children were among the families that flocked to the Wicklow Way Christmas tree farm.
We just thought it'd be something nice for the kids to do. You're constantly looking for experiences for them over Christmas as opposed to it just being about the presents. So we thought it might be a nice thing to do, come out for a little while, enjoy the morning. And our daughter will be one at Christmas, so it's kind of her first experience really of Christmas.
This one?
We thought if we brought all the family, everybody could have a good look at a tree standing where it's meant to be, as opposed to trying to pick one out of bunches that have been stacked and cut. It was just something we hadn't done before, so it was just a new experience. I think we all enjoyed it, did we, boys?
An estimated 600,000 Christmas trees will be harvested in Ireland this year. 400,000 of those will be distributed throughout the country and 200,000 will be exported. Tony Kinlan, who runs the Wicklow Way Christmas tree farm with his family, says it's a hectic time of year.
We've got Noble Fir and Nordman Fir, so they can basically walk through the forest with their tag. When they find their perfect tree, they put the tag on it and then we cut it down for them. Then they go get hot chocolate mince pies. So it's €8 per foot for the fresh cut trees. That's the trees that we cut in the forest. And then €6 per foot for the pre-cut ones. So it's pretty reasonable. So if we're getting a 6-foot tree from the forest, it's only €48. Where in the city, you might be paying upwards of that.
Tony's father, Seamus, says buying a real tree can help reduce carbon footprint.
A lot of plastic trees, fake trees are being sold and they have a carbon footprint that can last thousands of years. However, with the small Christmas tree, it produces oxygen and the carbon footprint is much, much less.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And after finding the perfect Christmas tree, 8-year-old Grace O'Hare and her dad Des were warming up with the hot chocolate.
It was great to be able to pick out the tree, the exact one that you wanted, and then watch the guys measure it and cut it and look after it and wrap it up like a sausage.
Why did you come down here? Why not just go to a shop to buy one?
Because there's loads of helpers here and it's a little bit tidier and lots to choose from. A little bit kind of an adventure.
It was really fun picking out the tree and I liked the way I got to jump on muddy puddles and the way you were able to see it when it was getting cut out. After that I got to eat loads of chocolate and have hot chocolate because I love hot chocolate.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
And that was 8-year-old Grace O'Hare, who was